This recording, Russia 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pretty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was so much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot or mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to best the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now I'd like to tell a little bit about myself. Well, I first arrived to Australia in 2002 as a student at a graduate from high school in Russia. I was 16 that time, and I began to study English in an English language center in Melbourne. Stayed there for about 9 months, and then I went to Monash College, studied there for a bit and did my diploma, and found work. Found a job in Australia. That was pretty lucky. This 7 years here have been great. I enjoy this country so much. It's very welcoming. And I might actually go back home, but we'll see how we go. So far I'm enjoying my time here. I'm from the far east of Russia. Very small town. For about 30,000 people. It's located near the sea, so we got very nice nature, lots of greens, 4 seasons, which is quite interesting to see, because the season changes every 3 months, and it's winter, autumn, summer, a bit of variety. I guess you need that sometimes. The autumn is especially beautiful because you can see many different colors, such as yellow, green, and yellow and orange and brown, and all mixed together, it just creates a very beautiful picture. And what else should we be talking about? Holmsk, literally translated as a mountain, so the city located in the mountains. Mountains not so high, but I'd say maybe about a kilometer high or something. Not so high, yeah. I've been traveling Russia for a bit. I've lived in Moscow for about a year, and I lived in Siberia with I holidayed in Siberia, if you like. I was taking my holidays in Siberia in my grandmother's town. But besides that, I don't think I traveled too much in Russia.